Set in the post-war Los Angeles boom, the unsolved murder of Elizabeth Short is a cautionary tale about big cities and the dangers of the new vast urban landscapes of the nation. On January 15, 1947, a severely mutilated naked body was found not far from Hollywood.
At autopsy, investigators discovered that the body had been expertly bisected.
The corpse was that of the 22-year-old Short. Reporters gave her the nickname the Black Dahlia. Now with under a minute left, the heat is on, literally. As Brian puts the finishing touches on the meringue, Chef Terry races to get her sauce on the plate. It's a battle for $50,000, and only one can win.
30 seconds to go. It's time to get that food on a plate.
Find out who will be our champion after this. Visitors to the Pius Clementine Museum at the Vatican often stop in their tracks when they first encounter it. The sculpture Laocoon and His Sons depicts a shocking scene. Sea serpents bind a terrified man and his two young sons, who struggle in vain against the writhing coils. The work has been described as the prototypical icon of a human in agony. In the open ocean in the dead of night, a light-studded downline silently sinks 100 feet into the water's inky depths. Minutes later, there's a splash as divers plunge in too. David Dubelet and Jennifer Hayes descend into a realm of the unimaginable. Dubelet and Hayes see things many marine biologists will never see. There are good inspectors, and there are less good inspectors. The Calverts were finding this out the hard way. After sinking over $1 million into their dream home, the report couldn't be more devastating. Termites. How could they have missed that?
Sometimes termite inspectors are just simply lazy and they don't see something that they absolutely should have.
And more importantly, how much more would this latest hassle cost them?